Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today my voice is coming back a little bit, and still cracking a little bit as well, as we continue our practice in Sirach 10 today. We've been writing haikus about keeping your affairs private, and the wisdom of managing your affairs by not flaunting them or boasting about things in times of need. Better the worker that keeps his self private. It's Sirach 10, verses 26 through 27. Do not flaunt your wisdom in managing your own affairs or boast in your time of need. Better the worker who has goods in plenty than the boaster who has no food. Wisdom's true purpose, not flaunting control, but guiding with grace. The world is filled with people sharing everything you can imagine about their life just to try and become famous. The world is a stage and everybody clamors to walk across it at least once. Where does the desire to become holy come from? God. Amen. Why are we here? What is our purpose? From a spiritual perspective, refraining from flaunting our wisdom in managing our affairs and avoiding boasting in times of need is rooted in humility, selflessness, and the recognition of a higher power. Flaunting our wisdom or boasting about our abilities can stem from a place of ego and pride. Spiritually, humility is valued as a virtue because it allows us to acknowledge that our knowledge and successes are gifts from a higher source rather than mere reflections of our own greatness. It reminds us that there is always more to learn and grow, fostering a sense of openness and receptivity. When we boast or flaunt our wisdom, we often prioritize our own recognition or personal gain over the well-being and harmony of others. By refraining from such behavior, we demonstrate a commitment to selflessness and service to others. Spirituality encourages us to use our wisdom and knowledge for the betterment of society, rather than for personal glory. We all must learn to trust in a higher power. By avoiding the need to flaunt our wisdom or abilities, we embrace a deeper trust in God and God alone. We recognize that our abilities are gifts from a divine source. We surrender our ego and acknowledge that our success and well-being ultimately depend on forces beyond our control. This trust allows us to remain grounded, grateful, and connected to something greater than ourselves, where we lead a life of compassion and empathy, seeking no vainglory. When we boast or flaunt our wisdom, we may inadvertently create a sense of superiority or distance between ourselves and others. In times of need, this can lead to isolation or a lack of support from others. By remaining humble and avoiding boasting, we cultivate compassion and empathy for those going through similar challenges. This fosters a sense of unity, support, and understanding as we can relate to others' struggles without a judgment or superiority. By refraining from flaunting our wisdom, we create an environment that encourages continuous growth and learning. When we are open to acknowledging our limitations and the potential for further understanding, we remain receptive to new knowledge and insights. This mindset allows us to embrace the journey of lifelong learning, fostering personal and spiritual development. And allowing us to reflect spiritually on why we don't flaunt our wisdom or boast in times of need. It reveals the importance of humility, selflessness, trust in a higher power, compassion, and a focus on growth. Embracing these principles allows us to cultivate a deeper connection with ourselves, others, and the divine. The haiku I began with and end with today reflect this joy of serving God over man, seeking goodwill in life eternal. Amen. Its title, Haiku of Christ's Private Life of Wisdom. In a world too open, desires flaunt without restraint, yearning for the spotlight. Yet wisdom beckons to center on Christ, our guide. In his love we find solace. For he teaches us to keep our affairs private, guarding our hearts and souls. In humility, we share our spirituality, open, honest, and true. For Christ's love shines through in our words and actions, pure, guiding us toward light. Let us not be swayed by the clamor of excess, but seek his grace alone. In Christ, we find peace, balancing our public lives with our private selves. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexander and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. Pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexander. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior's precious blood by his grace that we pray. Amen. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my integral look at Sirach 10, verses 26 and 27 for our practice today ends with a one stanza poem ongoing. It's titled, Affairs Yours, Keep Private. I do enjoy writing the haikus as well. Wisdom yours flaunt not. Affairs yours keep private. When needs arise, boast not. Plenty goods, worker better, private. Food none, boasting stops. Amen. I'm Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's January 20th, 2024. We're recording this morning at 5:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Let's end today on a novena of Numbers 927. Sounds like three nines in a row to me. Amen. As we close in Jesus' name. Jesus. 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 God bless you. In Jesus' sweet name. That's where wisdom and humility comes from. Amen.